The verbal fight over the refugee ban continues. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. One ministry is asking this question: does it really have to come down to one value over the other, or can we discuss this matter with consideration? And later on, when instructors find a teaching method that works, it's pretty exciting. But when that method mirrors Jesus, it's cause for celebration. But first, President Trump's temporary ban on refugee resettlement in the U.S. continues to be a tense subject. Food for the Hungry, a ministry seeking to end all forms of human poverty, recently submitted a press release stating their concerns about the executive order. Gary Edmonds with Food for the Hungry says they recognize it's a multifaceted issue, but they want to encourage believers to make sure that our stance on national security issues doesn't hinder our ability to express compassion.
On one level, security for the nation, that is a real legitimate issue that needs to be addressed. The other side of it is, how do we continue to be a welcoming environment? How do we continue to live with a level of compassion and seek to follow the injunctions of Jesus in responding to the plight of the poor, the vulnerable, the refugees, the voiceless in the world? And so let us separate the two issues out and not make them simply just one issue.
Bottom line, no matter where you stand, our calling is the same.
We see our calling as Christians to actually be a voice, an advocate for the poor, the vulnerable, the immigrants, the refugees. And we want to be able to stand with them, declare that.
Pray for opportunities to love on refugees in your community and overseas. And Christianity is extremist, according to about half of U.S. non-religious adults. Now, those findings are from a recent Barna Group study. Teach Beyond's George Durant looked through the research and noted that this view is neither unusual nor should it surprise Christians.
Today, our emerging sense of being on the fringe or being labeled as extremist is really a statement about our culture and not so much about our faith or about Christianity in particular.
What does it mean? Well, help the church be the church.
In the countries that are resourcing much of the Christian education endeavor around the world, we are going to face very serious hostility on many levels. And the faster we can pass the torch to the very vibrant church that exists elsewhere, the better off we're going to be.
Plainly put, he says, this is spiritual warfare.
We want our people to pray because this is a spiritual warfare that we're involved in. Not only Teach Beyond, but the church, as our society has shifted and more we are defined as extremism, not because we have changed, but because society has changed. Pray for us. And we believe that we can then go in faith in resting in God's goodness.
And when it comes to the gospel, mission groups want to be sure that they're sharing this truth as effectively as possible. That's why World Gospel Mission's Billy Coppage and his wife are learning about verbal communication of the gospel. Now, when they arrived in Uganda 10 years ago, they discovered that traditional literate forms of communication weren't going to cut it.
So when we got there, we felt like we have lots of really good answers that we were going to provide to our Ugandan pastor and friends' questions. And kind of to our shame, we began to realize all the great answers that we had, while valid and helpful in certain contexts, weren't particularly relevant for the questions that they were asking.
For a long time now, they've been studying orality, something that we've talked about before, but is a little hard to explain in the length of a broadcast. In short, in its many forms, orality is a relational, human way of talking about Jesus.
One of the reasons we're real interested in oral communication is not just because it's effective, but because we think it's not only biblical, but we think it actually mirrors the communication approach that God takes.
Head to missionnews.org for more details and examples of orality, how it could help you share your faith, and some practical steps to get started. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or podcast us on TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.